Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jace2 and Sarah.
Hello again.
Still at the Niagara Falls Comic Con, day three. Really happy to finally be able to sit down with amazing artist, Mr. Dustin Crocker. How's it going?
It's going well. It's been my first time here. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Now, I first of all want to say thank you to you because you helped me out by appearing at our Geekery Con about a month and a half ago.
It was a good time. And I don't know if I told you that was my birthday. So it was like a birthday gift to myself to come out and have some fun.
I'm glad you had a good time. And, you know, thanks for helping us out. I know we ran all into sorts of crazy situations that day, so I'm glad I get a do-over and I get to talk to you finally.
It's a day like any other. It's always crazy.
Cool. Now, what can you tell me? I noticed you have a comic, Hell Comics.
Yep.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, it originally was going to be a screenplay.
Oh, cool.
Because I have a background in film. Well, back in 93, I went to Vancouver Film School. And I've been writing ever since and stuff, but, you know, started a family and, you know, and now my full-time job keeps me quite occupied, but I'm able to do some work there. And so I was writing screenplays for quite some time, entering competitions, and nothing ever produced, but still having fun with them. And then a friend of mine approached me, and he goes, what if we did a project together? You write it, and I'll draw it. I said, okay, so I said, I have an idea. I said, okay, let's run with it. And it turned out to be Hell, and it was Hell is a jail for demons. Hostile entity location and lockdown. And it's a supernatural jail for demons run by Templar Knights in big mech armor. That's it. That's the premise.
Very awesome.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Now, the first issue is of course, been around for a little while, and I'm working on doing the art and everything for the rest of the series.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I think you were telling us the other day that you've only been doing this for a couple of years?
I've been drawing for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've only been attending Comic-Cons for about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
My very first one by myself was Forest City
okay.
in 2014. And I showed up with, I think, 8 prints.
Okay.
And I was really excited, and I did very well that day. It was just a one-day thing. And I think Forest City is always going to have a special place in my heart because it was my very first one. And then I did it again this past year, and now it's a 2-day show. It's gotten that big, so, and it's a lot of fun. Carol and Gord, who run the program, they do a great job. Staff, they got people helping you out like crazy. So, and it's going to stay pretty special to me.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, just looking at your awesome artwork, I can't believe it's only been 2 years.
I had a question about that. You've been drawing, like you said, you started drawing about 2 years ago. Were you like doodling when you were younger? Did you like just fiddle around with artwork back then, but you didn't do it like seriously?
I was never serious at all with it. Like
right.
My father was a wildlife artist, brilliant, and. But he was of the mind that there's no money in it.
Right.
There's no money in comic book art. There's no money in comic book art.
Uh-huh.
Little did he know that, you know, the Todd McFarlane's of the world, and I'm not comparing myself to Todd, but don't get me wrong. But he's of that mind. Like, he went so far. He took it to a level that you just can't be, it can't be explained, I don't think, right? But my father and my art teacher in high school talked me out of doing comic book art. And so I kind of looked into security and law enforcement style work, and I went that route.
What I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
So obviously you were into comics when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
Who were some of your favorite writers or artists, and do you have any influences in your work?
Absolutely. Chris Claremont.
Oh,
and I got to meet him this morning. I got a picture taken with him. I gave him one of my comics. And he's going to read it on the plane tonight when he goes home. And then I went back for a picture, and he was like, we just had a like 10-minute conversation. But when I first went over there, I just said, listen, I want to thank you for guys like you got me reading comics. And actually, the very first comic that really got me reading was for 337, The Introduction of Betteryville.
Okay.
Walt Simonson.
Yep.
I met him at Baltimore Comic Con in 2014.
Nice.
And he was phenomenal. I said, I bought this at a convenience store in my neighborhood in Thunder Bay, Ontario, in 1983 when it first came out. And I fell in love. I said, this is the one that really got me reading comic books. The stories and everything, instead of just glancing at it, you know, and having fun and trying to recreate the pictures and stuff. But it was really Walt Simonson and his wife Louise. They are fantastic people. And I'd love to sit down and chat with them, like, for over lunch or something like that.
So that'd be a great conversation. Yeah. She created Apocalypse, actually.
Exactly, like, yeah. And then there's Joe Driscoll. Like, I met him at RockCon in, was it 2013 or something like that?
Okay.
And another great guy. He's used to be in law enforcement as well, so I have a little something in common. And it was really great. Like, and then I gave him my comic back in Hamilton Con last year, and then I saw him today. He goes, yeah, he liked it, you know. So it was a nice compliment, you know.
Yeah, it makes you feel good when somebody of that caliber in the same field as you says, I really liked your work.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. Keep going.
That's
right?
Great.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It gives you that boost you need.
It
you
does.
Know, it really
it
does. Does.
And I have, like, my wife has been my biggest supporter.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, if you want to do it, do it.
Yep.
We'll make time. We'll make sure that you're able to get stuff done.
Yep.
You know, so she's been the best.
Oh, that's
great. Great.
She's been the best.
I know all about that.
Where on social media can people go to check out your work?
Well, I have a Facebook site called Jailbird Comics, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, ComicGuy71 on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, there's my website, jailbirdmedia.com.
Okay.
I'm a little slow at updating on that thing, though, because everything's like social media nowadays, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's how you pump it all out.
Yeah.
So, and the cons. Like, I love coming here and seeing everybody that I've been meeting over the years and stuff,
that's true,
right?
Yeah.
So much fun.
It's funny now when I come to the cons with Jason, it's, hey, how's it going? And it's like, oh, okay. It's like this community of friends, and it's great.
Big family reunion kind of deal.
It is a big family reunion.
The con family.
It is, and it's, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the vibe.
It is, you know, and how everybody is supportive. We're not competing against each other.
No.
Like, my buddy here, Alex, you know, he used to work for Marvel. And he is one of my heroes.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's just so supportive.
That's awesome.
You know, and I've learned so much from him in a short amount of time.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and you got Mike and Andrew. Like, these guys are just, like, let's get together. Let's do something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it is. You know, it's not like we go out partying at the end of the show because you're so tired, you know, because you're interacting so and your energy's up. And but at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I got some work to do back at the hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, just like, got to get drawing.
Yeah.
So, it's a good feeling.
You know? It is, yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for, glad we finally got to chat, and thanks for all your help this year. And
anytime. Just ask.
Oh, definitely.
Just ask. I'll be up for donating anything if it's going to help you guys go.
Okay.
So, let me know.
Well, Alfonso won your signed Joker print last night.
Oh, he did?
At Fan Chick. Yes.
Yeah, Katrina came up. She's like, would you like to donate maybe for the door prize? I'm like, sure. And then I gave her a couple extra prints and stuff, right? And I just, I was so exhausted last night. I had to get some work done, and I'm like, I want to go, but I can't.
Oh, I put a bunch of tickets in that thing, too. So.
You don't need to ask. You just come get something.
Oh, thank you, man.
All right,
well, thanks again, and I hope you have a great rest of the con.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.